Okay, here we go. This is Parsha, is Parshas Mishpatim. We're live at the Kotel, live in the holiest makom that Klal Yisrael has. And I thought in honor of this occasion, I would change gears a little bit and talk about something that we've experienced together over the past couple of hours, hour and a half since we've been here at the Kotel. And I think something which we should always keep in mind as we move on throughout our lives. There's a very beautiful comment of the Chafetz Chaim on this week's parasha, on the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ki tivgash shor o yivcha." If you happen to meet up with the shor, with the ox of your enemy, o chamoro, or his donkey, toeh. Toeh means he's steering, he's veering off the path. It's your enemy's donkey. It's your enemy's donkey. It's your enemy's animal. And you see that he's going off path. Says the pasuk in the Torah, says Hashem Yisbarach to us, Hashev tishivenu lo. You should put it back, redirect it. If it's off path, it's going off the right path, you should put it on the right path. You should bring it back to its proper place. Very nice pasuk. The pasuk shot means, like it sounds like, you take care of your friend's animal, it's not your friend, it's your enemy. Sure, o yivcha, or his donkey, you still have to take care of his animal. Maybe it might be a source for the idea of tzar ba'alei chayim, of not letting animals go the wrong way, taking care of animals, and the importance of a person working on his midos. Certainly that's true. Look, it's not even my friend, it's my enemy. It's an animal. It's a shor. That's all true. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's more over here. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what the Torah is telling us, or hinting to us over here, is the following idea. This is talking about an animal. An animal is a very, very... It's a lowly creature. It's a shor, it's a chamor. It doesn't compare to a human being. It doesn't compare to a person, to a human being who has a tzelem elokim, who has a chilek elokam imal. And what happens in this pasuk? If you see a shor or a chamor veering off the derech, what do you have to do? You have to bring them back on path. Says the Chafetz Chaim, from here is a hint. If for a shor and a chamor of your enemy, you have to go ahead and bring them back. Kal v'chomer, if you see a Jew who is unfortunately veering off the right path in Yiddishkeit, if you see someone who is not doing what he's supposed to do, kal v'chomer, there's a tremendous mitzvah to bring him back. Or in simple English, the concept of kiruv, the concept of being mindful and thoughtful and thinking of ideas and ways to bring other Jews back to Yiddishkeit. And why did I feel like talking about this topic right now? So you may have noticed over the past hour and a half that we've been here, many, many people walking back and forth with Sefer Torah in their hands, singing songs, bar mitzvah songs, and it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful to come to the Kotel. The bar mitzvah, Jojo also, his bar mitzvah came to the Kotel on a Thursday and landed over here, but there's so much more, Abosai, that's behind these bar mitzvah stories. Unfortunately, what many represent is a sense of lost, like the shor and the chamor in this pasuk. It's beautiful they come to the Kotel of the bar mitzvah. It's beautiful. But I have to tell you, I was once walking in the old city, and there was a people came over to me and like, Eifa Kotel? I said, Eifa Kotel? Like, how can it be possible that a Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't know where the Kotel is? Like, okay, you know, I'll be down with Chassidus. Maybe he wanted to know exactly what the fastest way to get there was. But it seemed from the interaction with me, and that wasn't it. It wasn't like, you know, what's the fastest route to the Kotel, but it was like they had never been to the Kotel before, and they pushed, wanted to know where the Kotel is. And the truth of the matter is, I got to tell you, this morning I was driving into Yeshiva, and I listened a little bit to the radio. And there was a beautiful thing on the radio today. Today happens to be, it's the last Thursday of Shovavim, which is a very, very chush of time. It's also almost Rosh Chodesh. We're going to see, those of us that'll stay a little longer, we'll see the Kotel is going to explode soon. Literally with people davening for Yom Kippur Katan today. I heard on the radio this morning a beautiful campaign. What was the campaign? It was a campaign to raise money, okay, for tefillin. For who? For Jews that are not yet religious in various different parts of the country. And they have these like night programs where the Jews, teenagers come, your age, a little younger than you, they come to learn at night. But many of them don't have kosher tefillin. So they have a campaign on the radio today, on Kol Chai this morning, to raise tefillin, raise money so they could buy kosher tefillin, and they could wear tefillin that are kosher every morning. You know what that is? That's beautiful. You know why it's so beautiful? Because people are paying money, a good amount of money, for people they've never met in their lifetime. They probably never will meet these people, but you know what? They care about them, but they're far. They want to bring them a little bit closer. We live in an incredible time. We live in a time where, Baruch Hashem, things are moving very, very fast. Things are happening quickly. Technology is racing so fast. iPhones are running. And things are going so fast. And you know what, fellas? Listen up. That gives us opportunities, greater opportunities to have impacts on others. A WhatsApp Dvar Torah you send out to people. Maybe you have cousins. I imagine everybody around this chabura here that's with us has a cousin or two that's not yet religious. You have a chance. You may have the WhatsApp number. You WhatsApp them a little thought, a Torah thought once in a while, once a week for Shabbos, the covered Shabbos Hashem, a little Dvar Torah. Who knows how far that can go? You're going to get into a cab, some of you, in a few seconds maybe. Hopefully it'll be a Jewish driver. I hope. And you'll talk to the Jewish driver. And you'll give him a little chizik. You'll tell him, nice Dvar Torah. You'll tell him a little Dvar Torah. We learned just now. You tell him this pasuk, this Chafetz Chaim al Torah. You tell him whatever you tell him. You have no idea. You have no idea how far it goes. You have no clue. I have to tell you an incredible story. I will end with this story. I may have told you the story in pre-show recently, but you got to hear the story. A little more than a month ago, Rav Moshe Shapiro passed away. Ari came with me to the Levaya in Shuafat. Listen to this message about Rav Moshe Shapiro. We close with this. Rav Moshe Shapiro was once walking in the rain in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. It was raining outside. Listen to this. Everybody was running. Everyone was running to stay from the rain. And Rav Moshe Shapiro was walking calmly. Calmly. What's the point of running? He was walking. All of a sudden, the cab pulls up next to Moshe Shapiro. The cab says, "Where's the Rav going?" He says, "I'm going to so-and-so. Come on in." But Moshe Shapiro gets into the cab, starts talking to this person a little bit. At the end of the cab ride, he turns to the cab driver and says the following words. Atah Shomer Shabbat? Are you Shomer Shabbos? And the cab driver said, Ad achshav lo, me achshav kein. Which means until now I was not Shomer Shabbos. From now on I am. Why? Because he interacted with a giant person who said, you know what, I care about you. You matter to me. If for a donkey and for an ox, who's your enemy? The Torah says, yeah, it matters that you bring them back on path. How much more so, what a zechus it would be for us to bring our brothers and sisters that are far off the path back onto the path. That's the Chafetz Chaim's charge. In our generation, it's easy. I heard from Adam Gadol, I close with this. Don't miss this. I once heard from Adam Gadol, a very big Adam Gadol. He said the following thing to me. He said, in these day and age, any person that makes an effort to do something for Klal Yisrael will be met with tremendous Siyat Dishmaya. That's the bracha of our times. You try, and you'll have Siyat Dishmaya. Try it, you never know what will happen. You should be zocha to witness the nevuah of Heshiv Leib Avos Albanim, Leib Banim Alavosam, that every single Jew, from wherever they are, should come back and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abosia, Shkoyach. 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 Shkoyach.